Today we're joined by a very special guest, one of my bucket list guests. You know him, Zach Wilde. Ozzy Osbourne, Black Label Society, now out celebrating the legacy of Pantera all over the world. It's been amazing. I really
dishes and laundry in there as well, including the dog run. But carry on.
I love it. Well, I want to mention, too, I hope everybody at home is going to join me at Zach Wilde's festival, Berserkus, happening September 14th in Bushkill, Pennsylvania. So much fun going to be happening. I'm looking forward to coming up for that.
Without a doubt, man.
Yeah, I mean, Black Label Society, Cody Jinx, Clutch, so many more. A great opportunity to pay homage to Dimebag Darrell with the Ride for Dime, raising money for charity, and just a strongman competition. So much excitement. Tickets are going fast.
I'm very well, going back to the dishes and the laundry and cleaning the dog runs and all that, it's for my allowance money, because the whole thing is, I said, man, it'd be great to get this thing together. We'll do this Berserkus, and we'll get all my friends together, and we'll all have a good time. And then my one... My wife, Barbara Ann, was the one that brought it up. She said, you know, I know they're all your friends, and that's all wonderful of it. But you do realize you have to pay these people in order to show up. I was like, all right, better start doing some dishes, laundry, and cleaning the dog mud.
So I love
that's
it.
What I'm doing. Yes, I've been doing that for a while now. So I'm just saving up my pennies, so, you know, so I could pay everybody, so, you know, to come down and jam.
No, absolutely. It makes total sense. So you are obviously out here with these Pantera shows. It's been absolutely amazing. You played Madison Square Garden the other day. I'm curious.
Yeah, it was definitely amazing, man. No, I mean, I'm honored every night. I get to, you know, honor my buddies and, you know, to honor Dime and Vinny and you know, Philip and Rex with what they created. You know, like I always say it every night when we're up there playing it, and it's just everyone's having a, you know, a trip down memory lane. You know, everyone that saw the original Pantera had to be able to hear the music again. I mean, Philip says it every night. I mean, it's pretty crazy when he just says, you know, obviously you have the Pantera faithful, and then he said, how many people is the first time seeing Pantera? And it's like, it really truly is mind-blowing how many. It's awesome that there's younger kids, because, I mean, I never got a chance to see Zeppelin back in the day.
Sure.
So, you know, if you had, you know, actually with Jason Bonham out there playing with the original guys, it would just been like, wow, this is pretty amazing, because we never got a chance to see Zeppelin back in the day.
Right.
So, you know, just to hear those songs again live. So it's just, it's a beautiful thing, man. So I'm truly honored.
I love the Zeppelin analogy, because that's exactly how I felt, because I actually never got to see Pantera before, you know, the reunion. And for me, I was blown away by the shows. It exceeded my expectations, and they were high. I've seen y'all several times, and it's just been really crazy, and it's been special to see. And I like to say this to people, that I haven't heard anybody who's seen the show complain. You know, it's the feedback has been amazing, and y'all have hit it out of the park. I'm curious, for you, you've stepped into two situations where, you know, there's this beloved guitarist who's no longer there. That's a lot of pressure, you know. What was your preparation process like, you know, when you got the call and you found out this was happening?
I mean, for me, it's no different. I mean, like you said, stepping in playing with Oz, you know, being such a massive fan, and obviously loving St. Rose. I was a fan of Jake, and obviously Lord Iommi, you know what I mean? Being that was my college that I went to, you know, Lord Iommi, Rip University over there. But no, it just, I always say, especially with Oz, it's like being the coolest cover band in the world, yet you get to do your own thing as well. But you know, even when we do the Experience Hendrix thing, you know, whether we're playing Purple Haze and Little Wing and all honoring Jimmy's greatness, no, you just sit and you do the homework and you learn the songs. Yeah. You know what I mean? So even when we do the Zach Sabbath thing, it's the same thing, you know what I mean? And it's no different than when we were 15, 16, 17 years old playing keg parties in our friends' backyards or in our buddy's kitchen or basements. The kitchen gigs are always good. You always got to try and get positioned near the pantry. In this case, and you want to get a treat.
Hell yeah.
Songs, you know what I mean? But no, it's no different, you know what I mean? When I was 16 years old, 17, now when I'm 57. But that's in dog years, my liver and pancreas. So, you know, it's just, I'm 543 years old. But I mean,
right.
But no, it's the same mentality. Just sitting, you know, because we just added Floods to the set before we came out on this leg of the tour. So,
sure.
You know, it's the same thing. You just sit and you do your homework.
Totally. And I mean, it obviously shows. And I like to, when I talk to guitarists, I just spoke to John Five last week. You know, it's this question of, did guitar come easy to you, or did you have to relentlessly practice? Is this something that, you know, you did nonstop to get to the level that you're at?
No, I think with everybody, the good Lord gives you a gift, but you still have to water.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Love that.
So, you know, but it's just like, yeah, whether it's Yngwie, you know, or your Al DiMeola or John McLaughlin or Frank Marino or Jimmy Page or, you know, St. Rose, Randy or King Edward, you know, Robin Trower. I mean, all the guys that I love that are just phenomenally amazing and Brown or St. Dime, you know, like we all start, you know, in the beginning, you know what I mean? It's just like, you know, Tony Hawk didn't just start skateboarding, doing all the tricks.
Yes.
When he first got on a skateboard, you know what I mean? So I think, I think it's just like anything. The more, but I always tell kids, you know, like younger musicians that when they first start, do you have any advice for it? You're never practicing because you don't practice playing video games. You just love playing them.
Right.
You know, and you're trying to get to a next level, then the next level, and you go, oh, yeah, I can't believe I finally got past that one guy or that one thing that kept getting me all the time. I finally figured it out. But you're loving, I mean, next thing you know, 5-6 hours is gone, and you're playing, and, you know, and you don't even realize, oh, my God, I've been playing for, you know, it's the same thing with music.
Right.
Because if you love it, you shouldn't be forced to have to practice. It's not practice. I mean, it's just you love playing because you're trying to figure something out. Or you know, the first time I finally was able to play Back in Black, my guitar teacher taught, you know, but I could technically do it.
Right.
Like played the lick over and over. It was like a major breakthrough, you know, that your fingers could do and you could play with the record. And it's just like, to me, I mean, it was such, those are like magical breakthrough moments.
Right.
You know, because you could play with your favorite bands or your favorite, you know, it's like, oh my God, it just sounds, it's like I can play with the records, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's just it's a magical thing. So I think, you know, like you said, learning the songs, it's just like, it's the love of playing.
One of the things we like to talk about here is, you know, musicians stepping into huge moments and what they feel in that moment. And I wanted to ask you, you know, that first time you got on stage with Ozzy, can you remember what went through your mind? Like, I can't imagine.
Yeah, actually, I mean, it's funny you mention that. I mean, it's just like now that we're doing the Pantera celebration. Like, the first gig I did with the Boss, I remember it was in Pensacola, Florida. We were playing in the arena, and it was just, you know, so I mean, I'm 20 years old or whatever it was then, 2021. So it was just like, you know, so I mean, I played in clubs, and you know, the biggest things I had done was like Stone Pony and stuff like that,
right?
Jersey and everything like that, but nothing, not arena level shows. So
right.
It was just like, I remember when the lights went down before the Kabuki dropped, they were just like, wow, this is like amazing, it's just mind blowing. So, I mean, you know, just I think not so much the nerve, just like the adrenaline. I guess, you know, like, I guess if we were skydiving, you're going to jump out of the plane, you know what I mean? So, for the first time, you know, so, but when we did the first show in Mexico with Pantera, before the Kabuki dropped, it was like, I felt like I was, it was the first Ozzy gig again. Like, I'm just saying the adrenaline.
Right.
You know, because otherwise I just always, like we did Madison Square Garden, I just go up there like, you could tell me it's a Super Bowl. It just, to me, it's another game.
Right.
You can't, because you can't get overwhelmed. Otherwise, you'll just collapse. You know, I mean, if you're overwhelmed, you know, if we're at this live TV or something like that, you do it, and, you know, a lot of people, when they see the red, they're fine, but when they see the red light go on, or just, like, you tell them it's an important game or whatever, they mentally, you know, you collapse, or you just get nervous or whatever, as opposed to just remain calm. You got to be calm. Because I remember, within anything in life. I remember it was great advice for Ted Williams when he was going to hit 400. The ump just looked at him. He's like, because, you know, you're nervous or whatever. He just goes, if you want to hit 400, you just got to be calm.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just relax. Like, it's just another at bat.
Wow.
You know, because otherwise, you know, because if you miss it, you swing, you'll be under 400.
Right.
Because, you know, Ted could have easily sat the game out, but he didn't. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, it's just, you just got to be calm and not get worked up. So, I you know, like, you just get up there and you just, let's do this.
That's fascinating. Do you look back on your life? You look at your resume, you know, we know your talent, but even your resume as well. Does it blow your mind, you know, as a young man who grew up just loving heavy metal to see, like, where you've gone? It's crazy.
Well, no, I'm truly, you know, I thank the good Lord every day, you know. I thank him in the morning. I thank him at lunch. dinner, brunch, you know.
I love
midnight
that.
Snack, you know, before I go to bed. But, no, I'm truly beyond grateful and blessed, man. I thank God every day.
That's sure. Amazing.
You know, so, yeah, and you know, I'm blessed that, you know, we all are, that we get to, all four of us, that we get to honor Vinny and Niner.
Yeah.
Same thing.
And I got to tell you, the tribute in the show is just beautiful. It's so wonderful. I wanted to ask you about In This River, the music video. I just was curious, when you showed Vinny, if you remember his reaction to it, because when I see it, it makes me tear up.
Well, we were all teared up, when especially when Vinny saw it for the first time. I remember when we were in the sub, like, Vinny was crying too, so. Yeah, without a doubt. Like, even when we see that on the screens every night, when I'm doing floods, I just gotta, just, like you said, I just gotta concentrate what I'm doing, you know, instead of breaking down, but, you know, because it's a, obviously, a huge tribute spot to Dime. And, you know, and Vinny as well, but I mean, it's just like, it was a, this more particularly floods. It's just because, like, the story behind that song, like, Dime was, like, really proud of that thing when he put it together. You know what I mean? So that's a, so especially the outro thing. So that's a big deal at the end. So, I get choked up every time I play it every night.
Well, you play it very well, Zach. I know you have a very busy schedule. I just wanted to thank you so much for doing this. It means a lot.
I got to get back to the dishes, the long thing.
I know. I love it. I appreciate you so much.
I got to take care of everybody at Berserkus now.
I know. And we're going to see you at Berserkus. Everybody, get your tickets if you still can. From Berserkus.com, and we'll see you on September 14th. I'm going to be up there for the Ride for Dime. Very excited.
And it's going to be a great time, man.
It's going to be amazing.
All great people, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be
awesome. I'm just like out here every night, Ken, so we're having a great time out here as well.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Cheers, man.
Yep.